This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Mark Phoenix standing by, Karen McGee standing by, and Mike Ross is here. He's putting us to the test in the weekly news quiz.
I sure am, Dave. Great to be back on the news quiz for this January 18th, 2022. We have Dave ready to go. We have Karen McGee participating this week as well from Morrisburg, Ontario. Hello, Karen.
Good morning, everyone.
And Mark Phoenix is with us from Toronto. Good morning, Mark.
Hello, everybody.
So the quiz is pretty simple. We have three rounds of questions, three questions per round, and three contestants. Now, each question comes with three multiple choice options. If they answer the question without hearing the options, they get 2 points. If they need to hear the options to get it right, they get 1 point. If they get it wrong, we'll move on until the point is awarded. And Paul Daniel, our producer, has written up this quiz and spun the randomizing wheel of contestants. And the order to start round one will be Dave, Karen, and Mark. So, Dave, round one, question one. The United States Mint has begun shipping a new quarter, the first U.S. quarter to ever honor a black woman. Who is depicted on the coin?
Oh, gosh, I've missed this story completely. I need the options, please.
Your options are Maya Angelou, Harriet Tubman, or Sojourner Truth.
Let's go with Harriet Tubman.
That is incorrect. Karen McGee.
I know why the caged bird sings. It's Maya Angelou.
Oh,
it is indeed. 1 point for Karen. Angelou's quarter is part of the American Women Quarters Program, which will feature a number of historical figures, including Anna Mae Wong and Sally Ride in the year 2022. Karen, last week, an event caused the American Federal Aviation Administration to briefly ground West Coast flights. Why were the flights grounded?
West Coast flights. Was it the tsunami warnings?
It was not.
It was worth a shot.
Mark Phoenix.
Huh. You know, I was going to go something along those lines too, so I better take the options.
All right. Your options are a dog ate through a communication cable, there was a volcanic eruption, or there was a North Korean missile launch.
See, the volcanic eruption would have been connected to the tsunami warnings.
But it's Mike giving me points. So remember, he's very stingy when it comes to me.
Yeah, fair point. That said, I'm going to go with the North Korean missile launch.
And you got yourself a point. And Karen McGee, bite your tongue.
Minus five.
Yeah. The ground stop lasted about 15 minutes. It was ultimately decided that the missile launch was of no threat to the continental United States. All right. 1 point for Karen, 1 point for Mark. And Mark, this question is yours. Last weekend, Rory Linkletter of Calgary set a new Canadian record at this sporting event in Houston. What was the event?
I am definitely going to take the options.
Your options are the high jump, the half marathon, or the pentathlon?
All track and field type stuff, huh? Let's go with the pentathlon.
That is incorrect. Dave Brown, is it the high jump or the half marathon?
Let's go with the half marathon.
Let's go with Dave Brown on the board. 1 point all around, despite a chilly 2 degrees Celsius morning. With 25 kilometer an hour winds, the 25-year-old ran 61 minutes and 8 seconds to finish 8th in the Houston Half Marathon. His time broke Jeff Scheibler's Canadian record of 1 hour, 1 minute, and 28 seconds, posted 23 or almost 23 years earlier to the day. January 15th, 1999. Round one comes to an end. 1 point right across the board. And we kick off round number two with Karen. Karen, what country, which had kept its schools closed since March of 2020, finally reopened them last week?
Okay, so that's interesting because I thought I'd read an article about people were complaining that Ontario was the only place to keep the schools closed for so long. However, I'll take the choices.
All right, your options are Uganda, Kenya, or Ethiopia.
I'm going to say Uganda.
You are correct. Got yourself another point. The country had the longest lasting pandemic-related school shutdown in the world. Educators said it took a heavy toll on the country's 10.4 million students, half of whom effectively stopped learning despite efforts at remote education. Let's go to Mark next. Mark, what country's royal family is celebrating 50 years on the throne?
Country's royal family, 50 years on the throne. Thinking. You know what? I'm going to have to take the options on this one.
Right. Your options are England, Denmark, or Monaco.
Denmark?
That is correct.
Bust out a Tuborg and have a beer of kings.
Denmark's Queen Margaret marked her 50 years on the throne of Europe's oldest ruling monarchy last week, with some of the planned festivities postponed for September due to the pandemic. Dave,
I only acknowledge royals with Habsburg blood. I'm old school.
Oh, look at you, so picky. All right, Dave. Doctors replaced the heart of a Maryland man by the name of Dave Bennett with one from an animal that was genetically modified and bred specifically for this purpose.
What type
of animal?
I read the story, but I'm drawing a blank on the animal. I'll take the options, please.
Dog, pig, or baboon?
Gosh, everything in my brain says a red pig, so pig.
You got it. Tie game. The Maryland man who received the organ had life-threatening heart disease. The transplant was a groundbreaking procedure that offered hope to hundreds of thousands of patients with failing organs. So round two comes to an end. 2 points for each of our players, and round three starts off with Mark. Mark, yesterday, students in several schools across one Canadian province walked out of classes in protest to what they say are safety procedures and measures to protect them against COVID-19 that have been lax with in-person learning. What province are we talking about?
Did Mark listen to the regional news update this morning?
Good question.
I absolutely did not listen to the regional news update. I can tell you it's not Ontario.
It is not. You're right.
It is definitely not Ontario. So I'm going to have to take the options.
Your options are Manitoba, Saskatchewan, or Alberta.
Alberta?
Incorrect. Let's go to Dave.
It was Manitoba.
It was Manitoba. Another point for Dave. In Winnipeg, the walkouts began at about 11:30. Some of the walkouts saw dozens of students participate, while others saw only a few, according to CBC News. Dave, this NFL team last week asked the Philadelphia Eagles for permission to speak to Catherine Raich for the role of general manager. And if hired, she'd be the first woman to be named GM for an NFL team. What team is considering her as a candidate for the GM position?
Once again, I saw and read the story, but so much happens in the football world that I'm already drawing a blank. I need the options, please.
The New York Giants, the Minnesota Vikings, or the Pittsburgh Steelers?
It was the Vikings.
Was. She's a Montreal native, currently the VP of football operations for the Eagles since 2021. And the promotion made the Canadian the highest ranking woman ever to work in an NFL personnel department. All right, we're going into our final question. Karen, Dave has 4 points. You have two. Mark has two. So here we go. Which actor from the TV series Succession recorded a video message for Rogers Communications Chair Edward Rogers, congratulating him on his real-life succession following a month-long battle for the leadership of the company?
I don't watch Succession, but I can see the guy's face.
You know his name.
And if I want to say it starts with Bill or B something. It's not helpful at all, is it? If I take the choices,
you're done.
Then
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah.
But if I don't take the choices and guess, then Mark starts can possibly tie Dave.
Yeah.
And Dave's leading
you're
me.
You're up a lot of clock right
point.
Now. That's all
I know,
can say.
I know. I'm thinking Bill Heron. I don't know.
No, that's incorrect.
Karen's Mark? Taking a knee trying to run out the clock.
Well, you were going down the right road, Karen. Brian Cox.
That is correct. And we've got ourselves a tie game. So let us go to the tie-breaking question. You know how this works, both of you, Mark and Dave. Which former American Idol contestant is making his second bid for a seat in Congress?
Mark?
Your options are David Archuleta, Chris Allen, and Clay Aiken.
Mark. Clay Mark? Aiken?
You got it? And with that guess, you win. Mark Phoenix is our winner with 5 points to Dave's 4 and Karen's 2. Mark, congratulations. Dave, back to you.
Thank you, Mike. Oh. How many American Idol winners could you name, Mark, besides Clay Aiken?
Not very many. Kelly Clarkson. I think Ruben Stoddard a winner, or was he a runner-up?
He was with Clay, I think. He was the second runner-up.
Okay, he was runner-up.
Fantasia?
No,
Fantasia,
did Fantasia win or did she come in later?
I thought she won it.
I said winners, not contestants. See, I'm going to Karen here. Karen's our reality TV insider. Karen, how many can you name?
I can name a lot of the contestants, but the winners usually don't do very well. And it's funny, the winners I usually root for go nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Kelly
Clarkson... Who's the guy with the really deep voice? Anyway, go ahead. Kelly Clarkson, go ahead.
Remember when Kelly Clarkson made that movie with the runner-up Justin What's-His-Face?
Justin with Kelly from With Love or something.
Justin
like
Morini.
From Justin to Kelly. Yeah.
Well, Mark, you got a lot of American Idol knowledge stored up in that brain of yours. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.